3, 2, 1. Hello and welcome to the Vegan Stephen podcast. Vegan Stephen is a parody podcast. Vegan Stephen is a fictional character. All characters and fans in the show, even though states are real people, are entirely fictional. All deserve to be with our president. Or in the following program, contains coarse language and shit to its content, should not be viewed by anyone. Hello and welcome. Today is
It's the 14th.
The time is 00.01. I'm being very cheeky.
I've been dead for about like 1 minute.
This is the ghost of Dr. Boogie.
I died of coronavirus.
He died of coronavirus.
The lethal injection they injected me was with coronavirus.
Very controversially, he's been injected with coronavirus. You heard it here first. The volume knob's on there, far left there, if you need to turn it up at all. And it sounds good. So,
I'm like
this
the
is
leftover remnants of the Banshee.
Leftover remnants of the Banshee, right here, live on the Vegan Stephen podcast. This is, we're gonna go to the limits, we're gonna take it absolutely. This is the weekend special.
By the way, hands up who likes political correctness? No one.
There you are.
Well, I'm dead anyway, so I don't have to worry about it. You can't sue a dead person anyway. You can't sue like a dead spirit. So
the ghost of Dr. Boogie, what has been happening in the news this week? Since I saw you last.
Should I talk about the president of a particular country? Something about Humpty Trumpty.
Humpty Trumpty?
Humpty Trumped.
Donald Trump?
Humpty Trumped.
Oh, we're getting
Humpty
political.
Dumped.
Oh, dear.
I don't know what happened is they... What was it? Some New Jersey people were knocking a man's death, like, killed by a police officer, and, like, they actually did a reenactment in front of black people who were protesting, and then they...
What?
And then they... One of them was, like, working for a company who got fired, and then the company fired them, and the other one was working for a prison who was being suspended.
Huh.
Pending investigation. But they did a... They did an reenactment to piss off the black people, and then they had the American flag with Trump written all over it. Like, they were staging his death, like, basically.
Yeah.
And trying to say, well, if this wasn't you, you'd be dead. They were pretending to murder your man, George. And then they were doing it, just really pissed them off, because they were marching by through that neighborhood. And they, like, one of them got fired from their job for it. That's the only that's the biggest news I've heard this week.
That's wild.
Yeah, no, it's so fucked up. It's one of the most fucked up things I've ever seen, ever. It's just really gone down the shitster. It's one of those situations where I'm down on the ghost. I'm getting the fuck out of here. I always wanted to leave this planet. At least I'm in a ghostly bubble, so.
Yeah.
Bloody hell, I need glasses to see. There we go.
Oh, yeah. George thing.
And then I read up another thing about the United Arab Emirates looking to build up a big biome on Mars so that people can actually fly there. Passengers can actually fly there commercially and live there if they want to do.
Fuck.
It's like, yeah, well, this is a perfect time to do that.
Damn.
It's like, I should have done that a long time ago in a
previous
existence or whatever. But I'm screaming out for change.
You're screaming out for change.
I'm screaming it literally. If you tell me to shut my mouth, I literally can't. Because I'm dead, man. Am I? Dude, am I dead or am I just a dread?
I was so confused about you.
No, I know. Here's one thing. Just don't. Do not drink and talk. This is what happens. You just end up like this. Fuck that.
Oh, cover your identity there, doctor.
Where is it? Oh, I'm back and I've resurrected from the...
So, in the today's news, there was someone here a while ago. Dr. Boogie, welcome. There was someone here a few minutes ago. I don't know who they were. But before you arrived, there was someone here and they were talking about the unfortunate passing of George F- Floyd, and of course they're mentioning some other recent
events. Like a racial controversial group. Well, I don't know if I could call them controversial, because I think 99% of people would disagree with these people. They were basically, the Black Lives Matter protest was happening, and they were marching down through, I think wherever it was near neighborhood.
Right.
And then there was a bunch of people, like, it was like a family with pretending to be selling wood.
Pretending to sell wood?
I think, yeah. Okay, it was something really stupid, I think. And then they were basically...
I'm baffled.
They were basically chanting like back at them. They knew these people were going to come down, so they basically set themselves up. And one guy was pretending to, was putting a knee on another guy, the same way as they did with George Floyd, just to kind of reenact it. And said, like, you see, this is what happens if you don't abide with the police. This is what we'll do to you. And they're just saying that just to piss off the people who were walking down the neighborhood. And just to aggravate them even more, they even had the American flag and saying Trump in capital letters all over it.
Ah, so this was recently, was it?
I think it was only in the last few days. And one of them got fired in their job. Because someone captured a video on the phone, so one of them lost their job. The other is being suspended pending further investigation. I don't know what happened with that yet. But I know with this particular job, they told them to fuck off, basically.
Gave the old...
The boot.
The boot to boot.
Yeah, so that's the wildest thing. I mean, it's wild because, these are not like teenagers. These are like middle-aged people, like, kind of engaging in this stuff. Proper, like, middle-aged to 70s. Yeah, middle-aged to, like, kind of 70s people, like, they were engaging in, like, this incident.
Yeah.
And yet they had the flag, like, just putting Trump all over it, and then just trying... I think they were just really trying to piss them off, like, just really adding to it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, to me, like, that's, like, I expect that from, like, teenagers, but not from, like, middle-aged to, like, old-age people, like,
yeah.
So much, but there you go. Anything can happen, it just goes to show. There's always a few... Have you seen anything wilder? Any weirder and wackier?
I'm dying to hear the craziest fucking shit that you've been getting up to since I saw. I haven't seen you in 3 fucking months.
I know, it's been way too long.
This is the weekend special. We did a coronavirus special yesterday, if you missed it, that was Saturday episode. This is Sunday. The time, once again, is 00.08, I think. And it is... Please be recording, for the love of flippers. It is recording. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's Sunday. Man.
Yeah.
Lucid dreaming.
I tell you
tripping
what.
Tripping balls.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. There's one crazy thing.
Tripping dolly balls. Man, the lad in the off-license, we went up the off-license, we were like, listen, lad, want some Buckfast? We've never had it before. And he was like, I brought up 2 bottles.
And he recommended one.
I brought up 2 bottles. And he said,
he
was genuinely concerned for our well-being.
There's also another side to that.
Negative.
That they have to say that to cover themselves. Did they ever have to do that?
These lads were pretty... They're young books.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they're pretty decent.
They're young books. Mm, I shouldn't have even said that brand name.
True.
When I said that brand name, I actually meant...
Bookslow.
Bookslow. The other...
The book doesn't stop there.
The book doesn't stop.
Doesn't even cost any books. Right, it's just your luck. Anyway. But yeah, so, yes. It's crazy as shit. Well, sadly enough, dude, because of the lockdown, well, apart from like nearly everyone fucking dying of illness around me, like everyone dropping off like flies. Oh, bloody hell, I had that once before. Not again.
Yeah.
But,
it's fucking stressful enough, like.
No, oh, once every 5 years, everyone will die. So then, what happened was, I had this one night where, and this was like, it was still during the lockdown, but I fully recovered from the coronavirus at this stage.
Mm.
And I had this one night where...
Can I pour you, Dr. Boogie, may I have the honour of pouring you a cool pint? yeah. while you're waiting.
Sure.
Now, this cool pint...
Never say no to this.
...is... This... These even... I did the rundown, didn't I?
Oh, yeah.
Party of podcasts and all that, didn't I?
Yeah.
Are you sure I did it?
You think you did... I think you did. I know you did.
Being seen podcast, part of the podcast, being seen as fictional character, all characters and events in the show, even though it's based on real people, they're entirely fictional. All celebrity voice star and personally employed. The following program contains coarse language and ridiculous content, should not be viewed by anyone. Lads, pollen pints.
Ah, oh, what's the pint?
Pure head on this pint. Now, this, of course, is not a pint, this is a prop, because we are live on the internet.
And it's just prop-er.
The point of the problem is...
The problem.
This is a non-alcoholic pint for all you advertisers.
Yeah, like we don't drink. We drink when we're thirsty, we just don't drink.
It takes a truly magnificent performer to perfect the art of slurring their words.
No, you... Oh, it's, man, that was perfect.
Check that out.
Look at that.
See, they can't see it because of all the 3D special effects I have going on here.
That was real. Oh, thanks. How's some more of this lovely stuff? Blackberry stuff. Oh, fuck's sake, that was sound good. You have the rest of that. Oh man, that sounded good.
So...
Good morning, everyone. All right.
Good morning. Listen, lads, we're alive. We're absolutely alive. And
we're live and alive.
We could not be more happy to be alive. This lad literally could have died. He could have lost his father, if you listen to the episode yesterday. Absolutely heart-wrenching episode. Check it out. But also, buy the merch.
I know, some ghosts.
Do you like that? What's that called? Like a changeover? What's that called? Segway. Do you like that segway? nearly, but also buy the merch. Buy that merch downstairs. Vegan Steven t-shirts, Vegan Steven hats, Vegan Steven.
Well worth it, trust me.
Socks.
Please do.
All the rest of it. Fucking hell. Tasteless promotion.
There was... We could all go on about how shit the lockdown was.
Yeah.
I decided to...
Hit that button there. Oh, fuck yeah.
I decided like during that? Lockdown I was going to get to... I'm into blues. I just don't know what the fuck it is.
Dr. Boogie's into blues? What's going on?
Blues and boogie.
Blues and boogie.
I decided just to really go do full on...
Like, Sunday special day.
While I'm waiting around to... Like, if you want to wake up to feeling good this day...
If you want to wake up...
Yeah, I'm just going to put it...
To my love. If you want to wake up to the blues on Sunday morning, if you want to wake up, if you want to wake up on Sunday morning, you gotta wake up now. It's Sunday morning, it's Dr. Boogie and Vegan Steven. Selling you shameless merch. Shit. Oh yeah, drinking caffeinated wine. Allegedly, it's Vegan Steven. Yeah. Oh, allegedly. We don't have a license. We don't pay the license fee.
That's the kind of thing like I just couldn't stop, and I was sitting in that dining room, the lounge, and I was just like fucking going mental with that stuff. I mean, just imagine like you have a certain thought going, even if that's what people might describe that as absolutely pathetic, like you wouldn't describe it, but the thing with music therapy is like you go into the piano or whatever instrument you're on, and then like, okay, if you can't tell it to anyone, just tell it to the instrument, and then
it's fucking sorted.
You're charging your batteries or something.
It's letting all that fucking rawr out.
Yes, I.
So it's like, so I find sometimes if you've been doing manual labour,
oh yeah,
it can get out the aggression, or else sometimes you need to play an instrument sometimes and.
It's kind of like a release.
Sometimes, depending on what kind of...
So kind of like some sort of mental ejaculation or something like that.
Yeah.
By the way, if you're under 18, you were told, get the fuck off.
Yeah, strictly over 21s, you have to be moved out and have a mortgage if you want to listen to this podcast.
You cannot have a stone full sexual.
These pints are not pints, these are props. Flavoured.
You are not
water.
Allowed to accuse us of any...
wrongdoing, rightdoing.
Because we're neither. We're just in no man's land in between. We're just doing. We're not wrong or right, we're just doing. Mm-hmm. Just crazy, crazy motherfucker. Like, just like that cartoon.
Mm.
Just like, oh no. Have you ever like experienced like regression where...
Talk to me, Dr. Boogie. Talk to me.
The difference between regression...
Talk on the outskirts. Fuck, Dr. Boogie. Have you heard that they're planning on mining the outer rims of fucking Jupiter?
What?
Well,
no,
I could be talking about the wrong... I was going to say Mexican. The wrong Mexican, that would be very racial.
No, don't Trump like that.
The wrong meteorite or...
I'm making a
fool out myself here.
No, this is wrong.
Mining like the rings of Saturn or something. For a bit of gold.
Really?
Do you hear all this waffle?
No, well, be interested in trying it out anyway.
The producer's telling me to move on. Back to you, Dr. Biggie. Where are we going?
I want to hear more about this.
The producer gave me the red card there. He says one more card and you're out.
On
your ear.
Yellow card or so? Oh, fuck that. I like orange. Fuck that.
Apparently they're mining rings of certain fucking planets and shit for gold and platinum and all this stuff.
It's funny enough because I was only telling you like a few minutes ago that some country in the Middle East was like planning a travel route to Mars, and they're actually what I didn't say is they're actually...
What country was that? Is that an episode? It was like
somewhere in between an episode. It was like
off the record episode.
Off the record.
Oh, if you want an off the record episode, that is, you gotta
pay 10 euro and
10 euro a month as opposed to 5 euro a minute.
Right, fair enough, yeah.
On the regular package. Well, sign up now.
Your minimum subscription period is six months.
And
you can hear all the deleted scenes and all.
One and a half of your born and...
Well, I'm taking it anyway. Fuck, I'm a surrogate.
He's a surrogate.
And then surrogate. Bill Gates. No, oh, fuck. Anyway.
Oh, shit. Defamation.
Oh, shit. No, he's good. He's a good man. He's
very good.
Secret
scene.
So, yeah, they were going to build this United Arab Emirates outside Dubai. They were going to build a...
Allegedly.
Like another theme park or something biome. They built so many biomes replicating like different...
Dr. Boogie, please give me a definition of biome.
So a biome is basically, like in natural circumstances, it's like a environmental, like a climate environment. So for example, tropical is one biome, like a rainforest is biome.
Class.
A polar, like the Antarctica is another biome. A desert is another biome. So that's...
So they're simulations of...
I think there's a natural definition,
natural.
Like what biomes are, like it's just like a vegetation kind of environment that reflects the climate. So if you're in like a rainforest, if you're in tropical or equatorial, and then if you're in a desert, it's just like dunes, and then if you're Antarctica or Arctica, it's just windy and shitload of ice.
And could you explain that via music?
Well,
here's a biome defined via music. Here we go.
So
3, 2, 1, here's a biome.
So I found another set of biomes of music. This is blues biome.
This is biome. This is biome.
So that's the Major Against the Minor, that's the typical blues. And then this is a classical. This is classical. That's kind of classical, possibly.
Yeah.
And then this is
a biome 101 right there.
And then yeah, so that's a musical biome. Yeah. So
I'm
a biome is
something. A
biome is like a genre. I think consider it like a genre of a climate. Consider it like the way you've got like.
That is actually
different
a very
genres.
Good way of putting it, isn't it?
Exactly, but that's all it is. It's just
I
a way of describing.
Did you do geography? Did you do Leavenworth geography?
I did. Yeah. I needed that.
That's it right there.
I tell you, I needed that to get into college because I was fuck all. Like, I did music, but anything else, That's shite. That's absolutely shite. I just about passed that geography anyway. Well, enough to get into where I need to go.
Back to biomes.
Yeah, into the college biome. Anyway, so then, I think the way to see a biome is just a lot of people see it as like a place, but in an environment. But if you wanted to see it, see it in the same way as you see it as a genre, then that's all it is. It's just a description of a certain status. So in terms of climate, you have a desert biome, you have a rainforest biome, you have a ice biome. Anything else, I don't fucking know. Because there's like variations of, it's like semi-arid. It goes, they're like the main categories. Anything else is just somewhere in between. And maybe complications like no tomorrow. And then you have, and then you have the alcoholic biome. And then
the alcoholic biome.
If you're into the Little Mermaid, then you have an oceanic biome.
Fuck.
If you live in an island or something like that. So they're like, environment's like an environment, or it's like a describing a genre of an environment rather than a genre of music or a book.
Yeah.
And so yeah, so that's like a biome. So what they're doing in Dubai is they're building, they actually have a city in the, do you have any, you okay there? Got there. Because there's loads of fucking nagging. We have to nag. I'm nagging.
Oh, you want a bit of...
No, I'm grand. Not for the moment. No, I was just saying it's there, like.
Yeah, no, this is pretty good. You want swap, do you?
No. You go for it. No, I'm happy with this.
Make sure you subscribe, all you people who are...
Legends.
Tickle the subscribe button and all the rest of it. Fair play to you.
Do you know what? I have a really cool... speaking of biomes, like in going to space, I've got the International Space Station. I was woken up early in the morning by vibrations of them doing live experiments out there. And guess how long it takes to travel the whole globe? This thing here... There. Guess how long it takes to travel that world? It's just below Africa.
What is going on?
It can go from Africa back to Africa all around in an hour and a half.
What can?
The International Space Station. It's like a satellite gone through space.
Oh, yeah.
It's fucking... I didn't know it could go that fast. Because if you see it in the sky, it looks like a moving star. It just looks like a star that's moving. Like that, like an orb or something like that. Because I've seen it before and I didn't know what it was, but... Looking back, I think it's the International Space Station. And it's really crazy. Another person described it as like a low-flying, fast-moving aeroplane.
Mm-hmm.
Although I think you could only see it at night because you can't hear any sound of it. To me, it just looked like a star that was moving, that was close to us. And even though it looked like it took like 10 seconds to go for a garden, it's actually, by the time you see it again, it's already like, 3,000 miles away anyway, or 300 miles, something ridiculous. Isn't that thing went so fast? I don't know, I just kept thinking it was like in a certain part of the globe above 250 miles and it just stayed in one place and then slowly kind of moved, but I didn't know it went that fast. Jeez, like how the fuck did they... I always fascinated by... I've always been looking at like definitions of like how it feels to be in a rocket when launching into space. I always wanted to know what that feels like.
Oh yeah?
Really wanted to know what it feels like to be launched in a rocket. All the things that they describe throughout history, but they never... They just describe the event. But the thing is... Yeah. But the thing is, they just... These historical things, like, they just... All they do is describe the events and what happened. They don't give... I rarely hear about personal accounts, so... And, like, why do people... They wonder why people can't emphasise the history. Well, that's because it's... The one thing that doesn't exist is empathy. Like, there's not enough empathy there. Like, and how then can they bring? They need to understand how they experience it. We want to hear it from them, their point of view, not just from an outside point of view. I want to hear it, an inner point of view, like from first hand.
Yeah.
Explain to me.
The source.
Exactly. Yeah. But all we're getting to see is an outside, a movie version of it. We're not. We can't see it in their shoes. And yet, history attempts to do that.
Oh.
Yeah, it might. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But in things like that, I don't think it does a good enough job, because I think to really understand it, you have to experience it ultimately. To really know what it's like, you're going to have to experience it yourself.
How do you feel about that? We're all from the stars and we get to choose our own families and we come down and fucking...
Well, I wouldn't be... Shit. I would say I believe in free will. I think at any level, it's going to sound crazy, but even at bacterial and organism level, I think free will exists. Like, where did we come from? Came from the stars. Like, free will, where did it... There has to be a source of everything. We came from something. Like, we kind of developed, and over time we got bigger and bigger and bigger. Like, we came into the oceans like jellyfish and them. But ultimately, and my free will had to have started somewhere. It didn't just... It wasn't like we're all being controlled in us. One day someone decided to get up on the podium and say, by the way, I believe in free will. I mean, these things happen like over time. I do believe anyway. I think... it's crazy. It's crazy what to really think of. Because I never think deep enough. But I really think... I really think in terms of coming from the stars, I think we absolutely did. And I think that it's a very kind of complicated process, which is why I think we're not the only persons alone in the universe. Why planet Earth isn't the only exist. If I mean, what are the chances of us being the only people that exist in an infinite universe? Remember, there's an infinite amount of possibilities.
I thought it was finite.
Yeah. But how do we know, though? Like, how do we know it's finite? Like, what have we to prove?
I was trying to look up the most fucking... the Actors Studio fucking most asked questions. Have you heard that? There's, like, some fucking 21 questions that you fucking ask, and a lot of bollocks. But we all come from the stars, Bernie.
I love, like, when you go into Google and the most asked questions, like, I'm going to ask one, right, do you eat or drink? What's going to be the next word after that? What's the one thing you eat and drink? You could eat or drink.
Soda.
I bet it's going to be soup.
Soup?
Do you
fuck off with your soup?
Eat. Here, look at that. First thing on the...
Soup.
First thing that comes up.
Do you eat or drink soup? Because it's
in liquid,
between.
But to, yeah,
it's
exactly.
A medium. That's the
exactly.
Word for it,
isn't it? So you have soup for your lunch, but you don't say, I'm going to have to drink a water for your lunch. That's... In US, either eat or drink could be used with soup. Hand off.
Right. Dr. Boogie, you're there, right? And you're in a time capsule. And you say hello to your son. And then it's Terminator's job. You're coming out. And you're like, listen, fucking son, I can only tell you three things and then I'll say goodbye to you. Good lad. I'll talk to you after.
So what would those three things be?
Yeah. Do you have any words of wisdom?
Fine.
For all the fools.
Well, most people at this point would say they would probably I didn't set you up right for a relationship, but find someone who will make you happy.
Find someone who will make you happy.
Well, I don't... Yeah, well, that could work. Possibly.
Okay.
We'll go with that anyway, but...
Fine.
Find something that will make you happy.
Mm-hmm.
And then find a... It's all about finding... Well, now you should be able to find it then. Look, follow your dream. Follow your dreams regardless of what anything...
Is it your life advice?
I would actually think so. I mean,
follow your dreams.
I mean, don't be so easily influenced about people's negative... I find that people... And I found this firsthand so many times, and I'm thankfully in most cases they were wrong.
Mm-hmm.
From my experience, most of people were wrong. Most people are gonna give you the worst expectation of anything. Like you will tell about something you're looking forward to, and then they might give you a very dim response to it. But I find that I find that they. They might have had an exceptionally bad experience, but just because you know them well, it's easy to mistakenly assume it's general knowledge, but it's actually a general experience. But I think sometimes have a look at it deeper and decide for yourself if it's... Because I found in most cases it was never as bad as it was, because if it's really that bad, it's usually not commonplace to be that quite as bad as that.
Mm.
I find that there's always some middle ground. Yeah, okay, it might not be as good as you wanted to expect it, but it's usually not going to be quite as bad. So I think the only way to really learn is to actually experience it for yourself. Obviously, be careful out there and don't really put yourself in danger, but challenge yourself. Ah, yeah. Challenge yourself, and there's no harm in the challenge is not all physical, it's equally as mental. It's not, I mean, going through the most mental challenge is probably more challenging than climbing the Himalayas.
Yeah.
I think, I mean,
fuck.
But, I mean, they say, like, what's the most admirable feats? Have you noticed in the news anyone who's all being praised, like a hero for feats. It's all, have you noticed it's usually physical? Nothing to do with mental.
Well, aren't the mental, like, they are all rich, like, because wealth represents a series of, like, good decisions in a row.
You'd think that, yeah, but I think, but what they don't seem to go into is, like, the ones in a really bad way, how to overcome it. I think they do sometimes, but I think they could do it more. I think they could kind of actually come up to the same level, or at least maybe not same, but close to it, where they, I mean, people who like walk, a 99-year-old walking a, like 100 laps in 3 months, brilliant, and all that.
Yeah.
And all these amazing physical, like people with no arms or legs able to win in sports and things, I think that's unbelievably amazing. But I think what they could also do is, they could say how a loyal family, like a person with no arms or legs, could raise a whole family and be the best family out there. I think if we could hear more of that, then I think we can start to go somewhere in terms of a way, not just about the physical, but how the whole emotional, how they can overcome emotional challenges, which are inevitable in that kind of situation. So I think they could really go, they should kind of steer things some more, they should try to ignore all the shit news, because it's always going to be negativity. If they can turn away themselves a little bit more than what they could into the more kind of overcoming positive thing, then we'd see a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I think. That's my personal opinion. I mean, that's totally my view on it. They need to kind of, even, I mean, because that's going to involve a lot of mental challenges, that when they overcame it, then they're going to set a very, they're going to be the masterminds of that example towards people who might not have that experience, and yet who could overcome things maybe in a different way. I mean, they could, if they can, or any, it doesn't necessarily have to involve any physical deformities, even like, do you want to think of something crazy? Are you ready for this?
Oh shit, can we say this on air?
I mean, even if you, I mean, I've heard, thankfully they're extremely rare, but I've heard like, videos of like children as like under the age of 10 who were like suicidal because of mental illness, things like that.
Uh-huh.
Thankfully they're so rare. From what I heard, I don't know how common, but if I heard a situation, let's say,
mm-hmm.
one of them were able to kind of get through it, and 20 years later they were still like living a life, they could be telling others like who haven't gone through that, like how to resolve problems, and then you should be focused more towards that kind of thing, also, rather than like towards how someone's dividing a country or a world. They should be focused on how someone's trying to make a world a bit. Even if they're not as big or as well known, but if they did enough of those people, it would eventually almost closely balance out. But instead of relying on these big figures who haven't a fucking clue what they're doing, that's what I think.
Yeah.
To me, that's news.
Yeah, that's great. So, you nearly died this year, Dr. Boogie.
Oh, I don't think, no, did I? I wouldn't say I nearly died, but I had an 8% chance of dying.
While I'm hyping this up, you nearly died. Was there anything, I mean, you're lying in your deathbed there with coronavirus. Was there anything you're like, ah, fuck, I should have fucking done that? Is there anything you were like, ah?
I didn't quite get to that stage. But I wouldn't say as far. But do you know what? Sometimes I have a strange belief that where it's going to be controversial, I'm about to say here.
Don't Damn! Fiend Steam is a parody podcast. Fiend Steam is a fictional character. All characters and events in the show, even though they're not real people, they're entirely fictional. All celebrity voices are personally born into the following program to use the word language.
But, so then, yeah. So then, if I think, like, sometimes I think when you're close to your death, I'm not saying you necessarily be, like, near to death, but you're that kind of, sort of, statistically closer.
Mm.
When you're sick, you're always closer to death than you are when you're not sick. That's what I think. Even if you're still miles off, it's like, even if you go from the North Pole to Greenland, you're still closer to the equator. Even though you're still miles off and safely well away from it, you're still that little bit closer than you were if you were right at the top of the North Pole. Mm. So when you're sick with anything, you're always that little bit closer to death.
Yeah.
You'll still be a long way up, but you're closer, but I found from personal experience, I don't know if it's my spirit leaving the body or what, but I sometimes get these crazy tangible dreams where I'm thinking things almost in a very confused way, but yet I'm having an absolutely ecstatic experience. And it could be, and it's literally, it's so strange, I'm mixing different time zones into one. I'm not living the experiences, but time just becomes non-existence in this place. I've noticed this because I'm very into this kind of stuff. I'm very into, like, time, just like, I mean, here time is very linear, but up there, like, it's totally, you can go either way. I don't know, the best way to, the best way I could describe it is, have you ever, like, tried to remember something that never happened? That's the closest thing I could best describe it. So I would have had experience, like, sometimes binary experience, like, two different outcomes, that one happened, then the other didn't happen, then I'd almost be in a situation which one it's going to go to.
Yeah.
And it'd be in such a state of utter confusion, but at the same time so vivid and, like, so physical and real that it was the most intense experience, emotional experience that I would have. And sometimes they can be so pleasant, like, no ecstasy could even try to replicate it, even if you wanted it to. It's like, it's so real, so tangible, that even when you wake up, it's as if it's still in your body. It's like some energy that's gone into your body that's just creating this absolutely absurd experience. To me, to replicate that while I'm still fully conscious awake, I need strobe lights, I need
strobe lights,
I need psychedelics. I mean, none of the psychedelics, like, the only thing that could probably beat that is probably DMT. And yet this is like, and it's typically when you fall asleep, you wake up, it's daylight, and then you fall asleep again. That's when the shit goes down. And same likewise with the nightmares, even the bad stuff goes on during that time. But even with the good stuff, but I found when I'm sick, that happens more often for some reason. In my case, it usually happens when I'm more sick. I can have these elated, ecstatic experiences that I cannot sometimes begin to describe. It's very difficult to describe because when I have something on that level, it's the whole kind of concept of time is, I wouldn't say non-existence, but I say it's very different and it's back and forth. You can literally change your mind between different time zones. It's like going forward in time, back in time at the same. Have you ever seen Interstellar?
Yeah.
I mean, if you see the very last scene of that, to me, that's what it's like. Yeah, it's creaky as fuck. But yeah, that's how I find sometimes. It's wacky as fuck, but I love it. That's why I want a lucid dream. I want to just be in control of my experiences, even if they are as fucked up as that. But I want to be able to do craziest shit ever. And just, like, live out, like, even if it's crazy, it's like flying around or something like crazy, that I'm fully aware. If I'm fully aware of the stuff, it'd be even better.
Yeah, it's awful when it turns on you, though.
Yeah, no, when it goes...
Sometimes the fucking lucid dreams turn on you. I'm like, wow. You'd be having a great time, and then lucid dreams start getting tossed on their own.
Oh, really? Like, as in, you mean you start having negative experiences in them, or...?
Yeah, sure, I told you about this before. Like,
mm-hmm.
Well, it's not always, it's not for everyone, like, but...
But it can happen.
Sure, it's all grand. It's all imaginary.
As a kid, I had some experiences of like black poles flying towards me and like beating you.
We were talking about that a lot in one of the episodes. There is fucking heart-wrenching.
And it's hard. Like, and I never knew, but when, and I'm not saying it is the source that this particular source that I mentioned is when I was nearly strangled accidentally by the umbilical cord
due to
a complication. But I think because of one experience in a dream I had where this black thing came around, was choking me and making weird tummy noises in my ear. Yeah. I think that could have been something to do with, which might explain why they were extremely terrifying. And most nightmares usually have a very common theme, like usually typically running away from trying to run from something they can't. But they have, it's very typical, like it's very, but mine are just totally off the wall. They're nothing to do with that at all. It's very unique and like probably a lot of people wouldn't be able to quite. And it's one of those things where unless you experienced it, you couldn't really emphasize to the fullest extent. Even if you wanted to or tried to. I know with other nightmares, like running away from something you can't run. I mean, most people know that, but these were very kind of unique in such a way that. Only the experiencer could really explain what it was probably like. I might have been able to find a reason behind them. Because then after like 10 years, they stopped.
Mm-hmm.
They never, ever, ever came back ever again. They literally was just gone.
Yeah.
Non-existence. And since then, like for the last 20 years, I've never had one incident of them.
Class.
Yeah. And even towards the end of it, when I did have incidents, they weren't even scary or anything like that. It was just like curious. But back then they were horrific. Anywhere between 5 and 10 years old, they were horrendous.
Yeah.
And I'd be waking up with like sweating and trembling and all that. But after that, they were nothing. Thank God.
Yeah.
So so that's. And then any nightmares I'd have would be extremely rare and then more realistic. They would be more kind of realistic based, like potential real life situations that could go wrong. Yeah, so how the fuck do we get to that?
Yeah, it's all, I guess you talked about a lot in one of the previous podcasts, adoption one. You went into the full psychological background of all that stuff. It was
crazy.
Intense and fair play for fucking saying that stuff.
Oh, I'm okay with that.
It's intense. So, yeah. I guess if you want some more of that, you know where to get.
Yeah, let's have a look. So that's, But then I like having, out-of-body experiences and all that stuff, pretty cool. I had one night actually post-COVID, not sick at all.
Post-COVID.
COVID.
Got 18 sweet minutes left of the Sunday special. He's hitting the keys.
Sunday. There's no copyright. Anyway. So I had this crazy night where I had an out-of-body experience.
Yeah.
I felt like it's coming out of the body. And again, I have the same experience before, and so it confirmed that the same thing happened again. Couldn't see anything, but I definitely was floating out and I felt my feet on the ground. Prior to that, I had a lucid dream. Now, a lucid dream and an out-of-body experience sometimes happen together, but typically, these three different experiences typically happen a long way apart, well apart, but suddenly they decided to come together to the same house party. So, the lucid dream, out-of-body experience, and then a non-lucid but very vivid dream. Typically, when you wake up, fall asleep again, you have the most amazing or the worst dream you could ever have.
Right.
All three, I think it was a sort of good experience. I don't know how good it was, but it was pretty intense, but this was the first time in my 30 plus years in life that I had all three in one night. So, interesting. Hoping to get it again. Gonna be adventures of the mind. So yeah, so that, so I had the whole lot in one night.
Yeah.
Psychedelic.
Oh, Monty.
So I'm always curious to know the real difference between like DMT and salvia.
Yeah, it's
from you mentioned
this once or twice.
But like, how the fuck are, like, statistically they're so different? DMT is real positive experiences, and salvia is so negative, like beyond negative. I'm gonna have to look into that a little bit more.
Yeah.
You haven't had any like weird fucked up experience even close to any of those? What's the worst experience you've ever had? Like, if you're stone drunk or whatever.
Allegedly,
what happened?
Allegedly, yeah. You just think you're gonna die for like,
yeah,
a day straight.
Yeah.
Non-stop.
Shit. Oh, I say that's scary.
Yeah. Well, that was kind of
fuck. Wow. It's like, reminds you, like, if you're, like, even next day, you could be worried about over nothing, and you just have that, like, something sticky in the air.
Something sticky in the air?
You ever, like, had that expression where you feel like there's a little bit of a threat around the air, like around you, you feel a little bit uneasy?
Oh yeah, the fear.
And then they kind of describe that as sticky sometimes, like there's something sticky in the air, like stiffening.
That sounds
sticky.
Hilarious.
Yeah, because it sticks to you, and it just sounds like, oh, there's something going on here. I'm not sure, but there's something crazy about this, whatever it is. The reason why it's sticky is because you can't really explain it, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I've had experiences like that, and then I did end up in a bad way afterwards, like getting mugged or
Jesus. Yeah, people kind of pick up on that and get targeted and shit.
Yeah, some people are bound down to like negative energy, so you find yourself in a situation where it's, oh, do you know what I'm really interested in? I've gone to try to associate music and magnets together.
Magnets?
Like how magnets and music are related.
Brilliant. Tell me more about magnets, man. I've heard this a little bit, but I'd love to hear a little bit more.
So do you know where, like, with a magnet you can...
There's positive and negative magnets.
So what happens if you put positive and negative together?
As a charge or something like that?
They attract.
Mm-hmm.
But if you put a plus and a plus together, they repel.
Yeah.
And a minus and minus, they repel again.
Yeah.
If you try and put... In music, it's exactly the same. It's no different. Music represents real life. Have you ever heard someone say, even though you can never have too much of a bad thing, that's not good, but have you ever been told you can now not have too much of a good thing either? That's like putting two pluses together.
Go for it.
Well, I'm gonna prove this now. What's it?
That's so, the octave, yeah.
So...
That's Oregon.
Even if there's no musicians, but this is a major distance in terms of major third, but for non-musicians it's the major distance. Major is happy, minor is sad.
Yeah.
Apparently in life you need to have a mixture of happy and sad in order to experience life properly.
Great.
If you have too much of one sadness or happy, it's not proper. So in music, major third, minor third. For musicians, you can make that's a minor third. So basically, a major third has 1, 2, 3, 4 semitones.
Right.
And a minor third has 1, 1, 2, 3. Major third, 1, 2, 3, 4. Minor third has 1, 2, 3. So in order to build, in order to, you ever heard like the harmonic series?
Yeah.
Like where they have certain overtones. You know why they sound nice? Because they got a major and a minor, they attract together like magnets. So major third, 4 semitones, plus 3 semitones is 7. Notice the 7 colours in the rainbow.
Shit.
Then you got minus 3. Then if you want to add up to 7, but in a slightly different way, rather than 4 plus 3, why not try 3 plus 4? 1, 2, 3. Minus 3rd. No longer major, but minor. 1, 2, 3, 4. Major 3rd here, minus 3rd here. 3 semitones plus 4 semitones. Adds up to 7. The harmonic vibrations.
Right.
Major plus a minor equals a harmonic major chord. Minor plus a major equals harmonic minor chord. Sad but sweet. You ever heard of that? Still sounds nice. Now, what happens here? So, this is a plus against a minus. This is a minus against a plus. Still attractive, either way. But what happens if you put a plus against a plus? 4 semitones plus 4. It goes beyond 7. The magic number. Doesn't sound quite as nice anymore. Doesn't sound as nice as this or this. You have this. Now we're going to put two sad ones against each other. Two minors. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Which is will only go as far as 6. Diminished. Augmented. Diminished. Major. Which is harmonizes. Minor harmonized. Augmented does not harmonize. Neither does diminished, which is two negatives. So that's probably why in music they don't sound as nice as the ones that attract each other. That's why music and life is the same. That's why I think in any situation there has to be duality.
Mm-hmm.
There's always an opposite. How would you know there's an opposite if you never experienced it? That's what I think. It's great. Yeah.
Class.
But that's what I think in terms of major and minor. That's why major and minor sound nice. That's why I think they sound nice, because they still have a sense of harmony, whereas with augmented and diminished, they're very, what they call dissonance, which is against harmony.
Yeah.
Which is very different, which is why they don't sound very nice at all. And they use that in like horror movies as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Class. All right, so we'll leave it there?
Sure, let's see. Anything you want to see?
Wonderful. Anything else you want to get off your chest?
Nah, just
we're all good.
Just that.
We're all good. Alright, see you next time. All the best. Over and out. It's been a Sunday special. Sunday, Sunday, Sunday.
Sunday, Sunday times.